Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, baby. Yes, I am cooking it up on today, my darlings. It is Musical Monday, my darling. It is Mad Musical Monday all up in here. Broadcast live from the Windy City, my darlings. Guess what, y'all? It's cold. Did y'all know it's cold? It's cold in the Windy City. I am telling, listen, take me away, Toto. Dorothy and Toto, can y'all take me with y'all to the Wizard's Island? Because I'm telling you, it is cold up in the Windy City, darling. But listen, y'all, it's all sunshine up in here. We're going to get on down. Got some really good music. I am telling you, going to jump on it. Jupiter's Dream got some hot stuff. I'm telling you, it is hot on today. Jupiter's Dream and MD Vandy, it has some great music. I'm telling you, it's going to be really, really hot on today. It is January 30, 2023, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say all up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off. Honey, you know I got pushed on up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team in the planet. They are based on Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum. GumpaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumpaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumpa Rum. We have Gumpa Gold, which is Gumpa Gold Natural Vanilla, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumpa Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumpa Rum is Steve Gum, baby. Y'all know I can't never catch up with Steve Gum. You know, it's cold in the Windy City. You know what I'm saying? And Steve Gum is in Boston, Massachusetts. I know it's cold down there, but you know what? Ain't nothing stopping Steve. He's the hardest working retired man I ever seen in my life. I'm telling you, he's just having all this good fun. I'm telling you, he's going all over the place, drinking his Gumpa Rum. Listen, he probably having so much fun because he's too sloshed and drunk to know he ain't doing nothing but working and just drinking. So I don't know. But I know one thing he ain't doing. He ain't sending me no paycheck. I ain't got no paycheck yet. So I don't know what's the matter with that man. Listen, I'm going to get on into the music of today. We're going to get on down with Jupiter's Dream. They got some what's up all up in here. Jupiter's Dream and independent artist MD Vedette got some hot stuff, baby. Listen, before I get into the music, I want y'all to do me a favor. While you're on Facebook, do me a favor. Use the keyword to Fierce Female. When it comes up, give it a like and a follow. Y'all know what to do all up in here. Come on, Anthony. Work. Work with me. Work with me if you will. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I know your music is being heard all over the world. Yes, indeed. Listen, y'all. You know what? Fierce Female Network, you know, we're doing it again. Listen, got a hot guest coming February 21st. Vinny, y'all, he is an exec, MVT Network exec. I'm telling you, this man have worked with everybody and anybody. I am telling you what's the God heaven to. This man has worked from everybody you can think of. He really has. He's worked with Nick Cannon. He's worked with Snoop Dogg, Sean Puffy Combs, the Osbournes, who else? Jerry Springer, everybody, everybody. Pauly Shore, listen, let me tell you something. Anybody that's in television, Vinny is the man. Vinny is the man. He has worked with him. I'm telling what's got him, too. Y'all know the show Punk'd? I think it's Ashton Kutcher's baby. Ashton Kutcher put out the show Punk'd. Well, listen, Vinny is the man behind it. Vinny is the man behind it. You probably don't maybe not recognize Vinny because Vinny is behind scenes. He's putting them out there. I'm not going to go through the whole story about brands. You know what I'm saying. But Vinny is larger than life, and he has his own podcast now. He has his own show. And he is doing a whole new thing. I'm telling you, the man has a resume that is beyond resumes. Listen, Vinny needs to have his own star on Hollywood. He really do. Because anybody that's famous in Hollywood, he done put him out there. So I'm like, Vinny is coming to Fifth Female Network February 21st. Don't worry, y'all. Don't worry, y'all. It's going to be a flyer floating all around everywhere. You will see it. You'll see the long list of people that he's worked with. Listen, that's why I always talk about millionaire music. I kid you not. I'm not just sitting here talking just to be talking. You know what I'm talking about. So listen, millionaire music is a real thing. This is the way it works. If you have the talent, if you have the talent and the skill, you're really talented, I am telling you the universe will bring you what you need to help you bring in millionaire money. It's not just the music. Listen, the Fierce Female Network represents TV shows, radio shows, and whatever you need, multiple streams of income. See, listen, millionaire music works like this. If you are an artist, you create multiple streams of income that will bring in millionaire music money. That's the way it works. That is what I teach. That is what I believe in. All right, so listen, it is a real thing, and it's about imaging. Listen, when it comes to image, oh, God, I've been talking about images for a long time. Image consultant, if you are an artist and you're serious about millionaire music, you need to have your image, you need to have an image consultant. If you don't have an image consultant, you can do your own imaging, but for God's sakes, make sure you run it by a few people. Say, how does this look? How does this look? Why do you think about that? It is so important with the image that you put out there, right? Because it's going to stick in people's brains. You know, I use this example all the time. When you think about Lady Gaga, when you think about Beyonce, they all have an image. They all have an imprint. So listen, if you are an artist and you've got skill, you've got talent, you know you got the music. I ain't talking about making music with two tin cans, you know, banging it together. Dang what I'm talking about up in here. Well, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example because there's some bad music by independent artist Jupiter's Dream. Let me give you an example of what millionaire music is all about. Okay, so listen, y'all check this out. Check it out. Now listen, I got to flip the script over here. This is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. And listen, Mama is all about making opportunities for independent artists. So I ain't up here just be sitting up here. I don't know what people think this supposed to be. I ain't just sitting here just be sitting here. It's about getting y'all out there to get your money. You know what I mean? And the reason why I say this is because it's hard to live off of royalties. Y'all know when you in music, royalties, honey. This guy just keeps on talking to me. I wish he would just go ahead somewhere. Listen. Somebody's trying to chat with me, and I don't know why. But listen, let me tell y'all something. It is serious when it comes to royalties. People want to get streams right away. They think listen, I looked it up. If you have 3 million or 4 million streams on Spotify, you ain't becoming a millionaire. People get excited, and they ask me all the time, can you get me a million streams overnight? I'm like, no, I cannot. Guess what? 3 million or 4 million streams on Spotify is only going to get you around $500-$600. You know what I'm saying? So listen, you really got to have something out there that's going to really be a smash hit. Listen, I've had a whole bunch of people come across this Female Network that really do have smash hits. But you know what? You can have a smash hit song, but if you don't have the blueprint and the marketing and the skill and a team behind you, listen, you got to get a team from somewhere. Listen, if you're just a one-man operation, and believe me, I understand this. If you're just a one-man operation, you got to understand how to put a team together. And listen, y'all know teams got to be paid, you got to pay them and all this kind of business. But listen, if you start with one or two people to help you to put a plan together, a marketing plan, you got to have a marketing plan, you got to have an advertising plan. Listen, let me give you this example. All right, now I really love We 73. We 73 is a small group of people. They believe in helping other people. They got a team Very small thing, but they make a big and a huge impact. And I just love them. I'm so glad to be associated and affiliated with them and to be sitting on their board. It is beautiful. It is wonderful. And it is a blessing because we give to one another back and forth. So listen, just in case if you're wondering what millionaire music is, here we go. Here's a great example. This is independent artist MD for them. The name of his song, listen, is Rainbows, Rainbows, Rainbows. And guess what? I got another song coming right behind him, which is Millionaire Music. I kid you not. I kid you not. And you know what? People want to make millions and millions of dollars, right? But listen, honey, it ain't falling out the sky. You got to do something to get it. You hear me what I'm saying up in here? You got to have a plan. You got to have a plan. You got to have a plan. You got to work that plan, baby. Listen, this is Rainbows, Rainbows, Rainbows. Take a listen to this. That is smoking hot. That is smoking hot. That is millionaire music. That is millionaire music. All up in here. Coming up next is Jupiter's Dream. Jupiter's Dream. So let me tell you guys. Let me tell you, once again, I was talking earlier about Vinny, who's coming to the Fierce Female Network. He's going to sit down and talk with me on February 21st. Going to ask a lot of questions. And so if you're listening, you know, you want to follow so you don't miss the interview. You want to have your notepad and your pen to write down what he says. He's no joke. So listen, Vinny, his last name, and Google him if you want to find out and vet him out for yourself. Please do that. Don't just take my word. Vet him out. I believe in vetting folks out. So listen, Vinny, his last name is spelled P-O-T-E-S-T-I-V-L, Potestville. Okay, he's an Emmy Award-winning media advisor and creator. So this is no joke. I'm not kidding around here. He's an Emmy Award-winning media advisor. His name is Vinny Potestivo. Let me spell that for you. P-O-T-E-S-T-I-V-O. Google him and find out. So listen, he has a whole profile. This is no joke. He actually has worked with all these people. I'm not kidding around here. So he was a network executive. He was a network executive for MTV Network from 1998 to 2007. So I think he knows a little something about television. He was an executive for MTV Network from 1998 to 2007. So he knows something about television. He ain't kidding around here. So listen, he has been a public narrative by making people stars and producers by helping them to own their own television series. Listen, and what I was saying earlier, he is behind Punk'd, The Osbournes, TRL, 8th and Ocean, Wild and Out, you know, the show Wild and Out, with Nick Cannon, Wild and Out. And also, he has been behind a lot of award-winning shows. You hear me up in here. He's worked with Mandy Moore. You guys know Mandy Moore. He's worked with Sean P. Diddy. He's worked with Ashton Kutcher, Jessica Simpson, Beyonce. He's worked with Carson Daly, Nick Lachey, Sharon Osbourne. So, it goes on. I just cannot name everyone he's worked with. He's worked with Tyrese Gibson. He's worked with Jack Osbourne. The list just goes on and on. This is no joke. You really do want to hear this broadcast on February 21st. You do. You want to be listening in. He's going to be sharing with you. And Patty, allow me some Patty. So listen, he's the man behind Patty Stringer. You know, the matchmaking lady from Bravo. She used to be on Bravo, but she's on a different network now. Patty, that does the matchmaking, he's behind her show being successful. So listen, this is no joke. He is the man. He's going to be here. He's going to be here on February 21st. He's going to be sitting down talking. I'm going to be asking some questions all up in here. So if you're serious about getting your brand out there, you want to be listening on February 21st. February, don't worry. You ain't going to forget it because you're going to see the flyers all over the place this week. It'll be out with the date, time, how to listen in, how to dial in. As a matter of fact, if you have questions, you can call into the show live and ask him questions. And you can talk to Vinny and ask him whatever you want to ask him. Okay, so listen. Up next is Jupiter's Dream. Jupiter's Dream is an artist-owned and operated music house based in Nashville, Tennessee. They are a small boutique company looking to build up their artists and their releases. Their most recent release is the Nashville-based group Jupiter's Dream. The song is Down by the River. Y'all check this out. Down by the River.
Lost in the distance and waiting.
All right, all right. That's down by the river, down by the river. That's Jupiter's Dream, Jupiter's Dream. And once again, that's Millionaire Music, baby. Millionaire Music, I love Jupiter's Dream. I love that name. You know what I'm saying? And that song is hot, down by the river. I kid you not. So once again, if you want information from Vinny, Mr. Vinny, he is the man. He is the man that you really do want to be listening to. I'm telling you what's got him to. Listen, I've had a lot of people on this network, you know, for years, but this one, you really do want to be listening in. Vinny. Last name again. Google him, people. Google him. Don't take my word for it. Just Google him. Last name is POTESTIVO. First name is Vinny. He's an Emmy Award-winning media advisor and creator. So he is the man. I'm pretty much by the time I got to get on out of here. And listen, let me tell you something. He's worked with some other brands, too. The list just goes on. I just cannot stress this enough. He's worked with a lot of different brands and put them out in the forefront. Do you hear me? All up in here. So listen, he's worked with other brands such as Lindsay Lohan. Okay. So listen, he's also worked with Chris Marsh. He's also worked with Danielle, Audrey Gross, G-R-U-S-S, Tinsley, and Lee McSweeney. Listen, there's so many people. And did I say Snoop Dogg? That's my man. He's worked with Snoop Dogg, a lot of different projects. So listen, and Erica Martin, there's just a ton of people. I can't go through all this stuff. So listen, he's worked with everybody and their mama when it comes to show business and entertainment. He is the man that you want to be listening to on February 21st. A flyer will be out with the date, time, and how to call in and actually ask him whatever questions you want to ask. You are free to do so. Listen, ain't going to cost you nothing. Just call him up and ask him, hey, Vinny, let me ask you this here. And he got the answer for you. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated.